This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
You'll be able to hear General Motors on Safari, another in the 1820 motif. The Ajax show, 100,000 to go, a swinging show, is on the air at 8 o'clock, and at 8:30, another dramatic true story from Medical File. I think medicine, doctors and surgeons and things seem to be quite the vogue in South Africa these days, don't they? Here we are, surrounded by all the heart surgeons we need. Good. 9 o'clock, Venture, very exciting, fast-moving quiz game. SF68. Another swinging show if you're an SF fan, or even if you're not, you'll enjoy Science Fiction 68 tonight at 9:30. And then at 10 o'clock, Afgate salutes Neville Dawson, the greatest. Rod Steele on the air between 10:15 and 10:30, when once again I'll be bringing you up to date with the world scene in Late Night Special. The Caltex Road Report for those of you who are driving over the weekend. And then between 10:41 and the midnight hour, Ronnie Wilson will be here with Springbok Radio's official Top 20. Time right now, 7:30.
Happy Station's tribute to legendary Springbok Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Colin Newell, for our introduction for this special edition of Happy Station. Keith Pelham with you all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. And on today's show, we're going to be paying tribute to the legendary South African radio station, Springbok Radio. Now, the station opened up in 1950 and was on the air for 35 years until 1985. But we'll tell you more about Springbok in just a little moment, because many of you listening right now probably didn't have a chance to tune in to a lot of radio stations from South Africa. And I think the introduction that most people had from South African radio for many, many years was the International Service. Now, let's see how many of you remember this identification.
This is Radio RSA, the voice of South Africa from Johannesburg.
For those who hadn't been listening to radio for a long time, and for those that don't remember what that is, that, of course, was the interval signal for Radio South Africa, which back many, many moons ago had a booming signal into Europe and also into North America. The voice that we heard there was of Kim Shippey, an announcer at the South African Broadcasting Corporation, who also did a number of programs on Springbok Radio. Now, Springbok was around for 35 years. They went off the air in 1985 on December 31st of that year. But last year, after an absence of many years, almost as long as Happy Station, Springbok Radio came back, this time as an online service featuring some of the best dramas, comedies, and programs from the past. Now, I should let you know that South Africa only got television in 1976. So before that, radio was the only way to have comedy and drama, which continued until the 1970s and even 1980s. They had programs like a radio version of The Avengers, the popular BBC British television series. They also did adaptations of Ian Fleming books, the James Bond books, for radio, and many, many other things. So coming up on today's show, we're going to take a listen to some wonderful clips of the old days of Springbok Radio. And I'm also going to be joined by one of the new announcers at Springbok, Neil Hendrickson. But first, here's Miriam Makeba and the Click Song.
In my native village in Johannesburg, there is a song that we always sing when a young girl gets married. It's called the Click Song by the English, because they cannot say Onotwane. Iqirha lendlela nguqonqotwane. Iqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqonqotwane. Iqirha lendlela
Miriam Makeba and the Click Song here on the Happy Station Show and La Estación de la Alegría. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Springbok Radio is back. They came back online last year, this time as an online radio service. The website is www.springbokradio.com. That's SpringbokRadio.com. So let's begin with Neil Hendrickson, who actually works now at Springbok Radio, to find out more about it. Neil, thanks a lot for taking some time to talk to me today. You're involved with a radio station in South Africa that has a very, very long history. And there may be a number of listeners also around the world who had been to South Africa, maybe in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, that will surely remember Springbok Radio. Now, Springbok Radio went off the air in 1985 and is back now. Before we get to Springbok Radio today, how did Springbok Radio begin anyway back in 1950?
Well, first of all, Keith, thanks for inviting me to your show. It's a great pleasure to be on your show. Springbok started back in 1950. It was started by the South African Broadcasting Corporation, the SABC, a government-run institution. And it rapidly became a staple institution in many, many homes. It was it formed an integral part of my life, certainly as a kid, you know, growing up. One would wake up with it in the morning, you'd go off to school with it, you'd come home with it playing, you'd go to sleep with it playing, you know. So it was pretty huge in South Africa. It had a lot of listeners. It had millions of listeners. And as you correctly said, it was stopped at the end of 1985, largely due to television, which had come to South Africa in the late 70s. And the popularity, obviously, of television was very appealing to a lot of people. And so the station started losing listeners and advertisers. And because of that, it was eventually, the plug was pulled on Springbok at the end of 85. But it's back again, yes, on the internet, thanks to technology. It's back on the internet. It started rebroadcasting again on the 1st of July last year. So it's our first birthday, tomorrow. And it's great. It's fantastic. It's really, really nice.
One thing about Springbok Radio that I found absolutely fascinating, when I was looking online and looking at programs that the station had, I mean, it had radio versions of, let's say, The Avengers, which was a popular series from the United Kingdom. And also, this is something that people may not know, but the first ever Ian Fleming book, the author of James Bond, or a James Bond book that was turned into a recording for the media, was actually done in South Africa for Springbok Radio.
That's quite correct. I heard that only the other day, a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, that is very, very interesting. But as you correctly say, the programming on Springbok, it's a really lovely mix, because roughly half of it is your classic old-time radio from the late 50s, the 60s and 70s, and the early 80s. It's great drama, really, really good acting, some classic comedy, there's some horror stories. So there's a good mix of the old-time radio. And then, of course, the new programs which have been brought in are helping to sort of modernize it, as it were. So it's not just old-time radio. It's old-time radio as well as new music programs, new documentaries that are being done. I had a documentary running on Springbok from the 2nd of January this year, a 20-episode series which was called Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, which was where each program, each half-hour program, looked at a year covering the years from 1980 to 1999, for argument's sake, you know. And there I was looking at, was done in a sort of a tabloid news broadcast format, and with some of the hits from that particular year. And it went down very, very well. So there's that sort of program. We've also got, out of the UK, one of our newest presenters, in fact, the newest presenter on the stream, Dave Smith. He's based in the north of England. And he does a show every Saturday called Springbok Springboard, where he highlights and showcases some of the latest alternative independent rock releases. So, you know, the music on Springbok, it literally goes from 1920 up to the latest hot releases off the press.
Right. So, now, something that I'm very curious about, because you said that you also will present some of the old radio programs that Springbok did many years ago. And one thing that I was really fascinated about was that the archives for Springbok Radio are very well preserved. In fact, I was reading somewhere earlier today that the Preservation Society for Springbok Radio has the best kept radio archives of almost any radio station in the world.
What I do know, you know, Francie Rasmus is the station head, and he's the guy who is responsible for all those old programs being restored, being saved, number one, and being restored thereafter. And I do know that the Springbok, the old-time radio programs are in big demand, specifically in the USA and in Canada. All over the world, basically, old-time radio enthusiasts are very, very much after the Springbok radio the selection of programs. Mm-hmm. They are very popular worldwide. You're quite right what you say.
So whose idea then was it to relaunch the station and to revive the station using a new medium like the internet?
That was the idea of Francie Rasmus. Yeah, as I say, he's the station head. It was his brilliant idea. I'm not exactly sure, Keith, but I think to the late 80s he started saving the programs and started restoring them. And he built up, obviously, a very sizable library. And some of the programs are, in fact, available if one goes to the Springbok Radio website at www.springbokradio.com. And you just follow the links and you'll see there are a lot of programs which are available. And the person just, there is a link there. There's a lady named Rieta Roux who one can contact to get hold of those old programs. But it was Francis' idea, and a great, great idea, and obviously with the presenters that he started with the 1st of July last year. You know, it's a bunch of radio enthusiasts. We do now have advertising on the stream, but back then there was no advertising. In fact, Springbok only started getting advertisers in from the beginning of March this year. So it's still pretty new. I think there's only 6 or 7 current advertisers on the stream, but they are starting to come in slowly but surely, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now yourself, you don't have a radio background. How did you get involved?
Gee, Keith, no, I don't have a radio background at all. But I you know, as I said earlier, I loved Springbok Radio as a kid. I was initially drawn to the music programs. Back then, there was a guy by the name of David Gresham who was presenting the Top 20, the South African Top 20 on Springbok Radio. And, you know, from the music, then I was drawn also to the rest of the fare that the station had to offer. And I discovered the Springbok Radio Preservation Society website about two and a half years ago. And I was, you know, absolutely ecstatic when they started rebroadcasting on the 1st of July last year. And I was listening to it every day and really, really enjoying it. I mean, you know, the older programs, they really, it takes you right back, you know. It takes you right back to a place a long time ago. Since then, of course, the programming has changed, as I said earlier. But I contacted France and I said to him, I spoke to him about the possibility of putting together that series I mentioned earlier, Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. There was a series on Springbok when it was on the normal terrestrial airwaves back then, done by Percy Seif, a South African classic series called Call Back the Past. And Percy Seif covered the years, I think it was from about 1900 to 1979. So I said to Franz, I asked him, why don't you guys, you know, continue the series? Because Percy, of course, passed away about a month ago, very sadly, here in Cape Town. But I asked Franz, why don't you put together the series? He didn't come back to me about that. So eventually I said to him, look, why don't you let me put the series together? And he was kind enough to say to me, all right, well, send me a demo, which I duly did. I went into a studio and recorded a demo for the 1980 year, which was the pilot episode of the series. And yes, beyond my wildest expectations and dreams, he said, yeah, go for it, you know, record the series. And that's how it started for me. And subsequent to that, towards the end of March, I started presenting another music show on Springbok called Finally Friday, where I play some really, really good music. It ranges from the 60s up to the present. And the genres of music are from rock to rock and roll to folk. Soul, blues, you know, anything. It's the basic requirement for music on my show, Keith, is it's got to be good music. of course, it's quite nice to say that because that leaves it up to me to decide what is good or not. But also, to a large extent, it is based on what the listeners want to hear. I do announce it on the radio. They must send in requests. I have been getting quite a few requests. And I also have a Facebook page as well, which I opened a week ago, which is called Finally Friday on www.springbokradio.com. And the membership there has been growing very, very nicely over the last week. And I've got a couple of requests via that medium as well.
The World at 7 p.m., Dennis Smith reporting.
The World at 7 p.m., Neville Dawson reporting.
The World at 1 p.m., Ellen Morris reporting.
The World at 7 p.m., Victor Mackeson reporting.
The World at 7 p.m., Colin Flaxman reporting.
You're tuned to the National Gasworks of Springbok Radio. And now before the next diplomatic disaster, here are a few news items which may have passed you by. The world's second test tube baby was born in Calcutta last week. And rumor has it that we can expect to welcome number three shortly in a Peking hospital.
Well, naturally. After all, any schoolboy knows that every third baby born in the world is Chinese.
The Governing Council of Greenland, that northern territory whose population of 50,000 enjoys the distinction of being amongst the world's heaviest drinkers, has recently passed a law restricting consumption of alcoholic beverages.
Under the new scheme, each Greenlander over the age of 18 will be issued with a permit entitling him to buy 24 bottles of beer, 3 bottles of wine, and half a bottle of spirits per month.
The problem, of course, arises from the fact that in the summer months there, you can drink your sundowners 24 hours a day.
And right now, let's take a little cold comfort ourselves as we go thirstily round the bend. Yes, we're going round the bend for another 30 minutes of bull and cocktails mixed up by an alcoholic company of ginger square bashers, dry martini boppers, and liqueurious Vanda Humbugs. The scriptwriters are keeping their gins up, the musicians are whining about something, and the producer is flat on his horse's neck. And so the signature tune is being played in cocktail time by the bottoms-up brigade of the Liberian Elbow Lifters and Zanzi Bartenders Union, going happily round the bend.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, because you said, you know, Springbok Radio used to be part of the SABC. Has France now, or the Radio Springbok now, have you been able at all to bring back maybe some of the people that are still with us that used to work on Springbok to do jingles and some station IDs?
No, we haven't, no. Look, the SABC's only involvement with the new Springbok Radio, if I can call it that, is the use of the name Springbok Radio. That's been used under license from the SABC. Otherwise, they don't have any real involvement with the stream at all. What they do is they monitor the listener figures along with all the other stations that they have, the community stations, which is good because it lets us know, you know, gives us very, very pretty clear indications in any event of how the listener figures are growing. And they have certainly been growing exponentially over the last 6 months or so, which is really, really gratifying, you know.
There's an announcer from, I think he's retired now, he probably is, by the name of Kim Shippey, who used to work for the SABC, and I believe that he also did some programs for Springbok Radio, correct?
He was a sports commentator. He would commentate rugby, and he did some programs for Springbok. Yes, he did a quiz program called Venture. He was a quiz master, and he then moved over to television though, and he became a newsreader on the SABC in later years.
You see, he's somebody
I'm sure he's retired now, Keith.
He's somebody that I remember listening to in Canada because he also used to work on Radio South Africa when the RSA was around. And I remember that voice very, very well. And when I close my eyes now, for some reason, of all the broadcasters that were on Radio South Africa in the 1980s, he's the one that I remember the most, Kim Shippey.
Yeah, he had a very, very distinctive voice. Eh? He did.
Yeah.
Certainly, yeah. What is, of the old crew, Springbok is still getting quite a lot of advice from producers like Henry Diffenthal, who was responsible for programs like High Adventure and numerous others, and Gerry van Wyk as well. He does the Afrikaans serial Opa Jasper and many others as well, which are currently on the Springbok stream. So there's certainly been a lot of input from guys like that. But predominantly it's been Frans Erasmus's baby, as well as the presenters, who, as I said earlier, it's radio enthusiasts. You know, the station isn't making money yet, but hopefully that situation will be turned around in the near future.
Is there any type of discussion going on to maybe find a frequency that Springbok can use?
Well, Keith, that is something that listeners have been asking about since Springbok started last year. At this moment, it's very, very unlikely. There are frequencies which the SABC has, which are not being used. But what tends to happen here is that when a frequency does become available, if it becomes available, it tends to go out almost on it's not an auction, but it you know what I'm saying, it turns into an auction sort of thing. So it goes to the highest bidder, basically. And Springbok's not in a position to compete, you know, with those type of figures, not at the moment, certainly not. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very unlikely in the, you know, that that's ever going to happen. But having said that, I think France's whole idea in the beginning was to go onto the internet so that he could have an international audience. He didn't want to limit it to South Africa. Although probably half of our listeners are South African, or maybe just less than half, his intention, I think, was to put the programs out to the world, specifically those old-time radio classics.
Well, then let me ask you, what is the response, for example, from listeners overseas when they hear the old vintage programs from Springbok Radio? What kind of reaction do you get?
Oh, Keith, the reaction, you know, it's quite scary because there's nothing bad being said. You know, every email that comes in is complimentary. Okay, let me re-say that, rather. There's maybe been one or two emails that have come in where they've said, you know, why doesn't this get done or why doesn't that get done? But every single email that comes in is complimentary. And the listeners, you know, as I said earlier about being taken back to a place from a long time ago, the nostalgia hits one so much that it literally does take you back, you know. And that is the general response from listeners when they tune in the first time. They are absolutely knocked out, you know. And with me, it was the same thing when I started this thing last year. And gradually, though, once you start listening to it on a daily basis and you get used to the programming and you get used to the presenters, you know, you start coming out of that whole nostalgia thing and you come into the present again, which, as I said, is helped a lot by the fact of that there are a lot of new presenters. We are 30 new presenters at the moment, based all over the show. And that sort of modernizes the whole thing, which gives it that nice mix of old-time radio plus stuff that's happening right now. There's no news on the stream at all, which also keeps it sort of like a happy show, you know?
When I was listening to some of the programs from Springbok Radio, there was one show that I have to say made me laugh. It is, the humor is so corny and so out of date, but I thought it's so funny to listen to, and that was the Pip Friedman Show.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it is so out of date, but yet it's just... If you have to listen to it thinking, okay, you know, what time that was done, but it was still rather enjoyable and funny to listen to.
I feel exactly the same about the Pip Friedman Show. And funnily enough, when I was younger, when I was a teenager, it was one of the shows that I wouldn't listen to. But the response from listeners to the Pip Friedman Show today is very much exactly what you said. You know, it's so outdated and it's so corny, yet the people love it. Eh?
Well, you know, the thing I have to tell you, when I listened to it the first time, I have to tell you, because of his accent, I had to listen to the same thing twice to actually figure out what the joke was.
Yeah, very Cape Town, you know, very, very Cape Town. Yeah, Pip Friedman, great show that. It's very, very, very popular, one of the more popular programs on the stream at the moment.
Neil, let's now take a listen to Pip Friedman from a performance that he did on the INJ Loudspeaker Show. And I'm wondering how many people out there right now can understand the joke and what he is saying due to his heavy Afrikaans accent. I'd like to find out.
It's the INJ Loudspeaker Show! Yes, Irwin and Johnson, suppliers of INJ brand quick frozen foods, present the Loudspeaker Show. 30 minutes of green pea supermen, garden fresh cauliflower children, and hot chips off the old Blockbuster. So why not settle down with some seafood, stretch out a fish finger, and switch on your chopped herring aid for the Loudspeaker Show. But before we go any further, here's an important quick frozen statement.
Hi.
Hello, darling. You're just in time for dinner.
Looks good. Hey, what's the idea of three lots of green beans?
Well, they're I&J brand quick frozen sliced green beans. They're so fresh and firm and gorgeously tender, I thought we'd all like some.
But why three lots?
Well, only you like mustard and only I like green peppers.
So?
So, I've mixed I&J sliced green beans with mustard sauce just for you, with buttered crumbs for the kids, and with chopped onions and green peppers just for me.
For the finest, the freshest, the best frozen food, the name to say is I&J, I&J.
Of course, I could have mixed one big bowl of I&J sliced green beans with sauté mushrooms for all of us, if I'd had mushrooms.
One of the most popular hobbies is collecting things. Some people collect stamps, some people collect coins, some people collect parking tickets. So this evening, we've asked along to the studio South Africa's champion collector. Because although he's just an ordinary working man, we understand that he collects almost everything.
Good evening, masters and ma'ams. My name is Johnny Peters.
Yes, yes. Well, now tell us, Mr. Peters, how did you come to start collecting things?
Well, that's part of my job, Martha. You see, I used to be a dustman.
Oh, I see. And you really collect everything?
Yes, Martha. You know, as dustmen, we collect everything except rubbish.
Yes, of course, yes. Well, now, first of all, I should like to thank you for coming to talk to us this evening. I'm sure we're all going to find it a very rewarding experience.
Oh, that's good, because I like collecting rewards.
Yes. Well, do sit down, Mr. Peters. Take a chair.
Thank you, Martha. I also collect cheese.
Oh, yes. Well, now, Mr. Peters, I understand that you have South Africa's biggest collection of collections. Now, what exactly do you collect?
Oh, everything, Martha. Stamps, shells, butterflies, old bus tickets, soap coupons, paper bags, pieces of string, cigarette stompies. There's practically nothing I doesn't collect.
Oh. Oh, really?
Because I also have a fine collection of glass bottles.
Oh. Empty bottles?
Well, they're empty now.
Yes. Well, let's talk about stamps. Now, do you know much about philately?
Nay, Martha, I haven't met this OG.
No, Mr. Peters. Philately is collecting stamps.
Oh, he's collecting them too, eh?
Well, never mind.
No, I doesn't mind, Martha. I'm not jealous, you know.
Yes, well, Perhaps we could talk about some of the famous stamps, such as the Cape Triangular.
Yes, of course. What's that, Martha?
Oh, come, Mr. Peters. Now, surely you must know the Cape of Good Hope Triangular.
Hey, I thought it was a peninsula.
how did you acquire your stamp collection? Did you buy the stamps from dealers?
Nay, from the post office.
Surely,
I got a 1 cent and a 2.5 cent and a 3 cent. And best of all, a genuine 50 cent. That's worth a lot of money, you know.
50 cents?
Nay, not as much as that as a used one, you see, Martha. I steam it off a parcel.
And that's the whole of your collection?
Nay. I got something really valuable.
Yeah?
It's a block of 48 special stamps. With no little holes around them, you know.
Oh, no, that sounds very interesting. You say they're not perforated.
Maybe they doesn't smell at all.
The legendary South African comedian Pip Friedman on the I&J Loud Speaker Show. And if you've just tuned in, this is a special edition of Happy Station paying tribute to the one and only Radio Springbok, or rather I should say Springbok Radio, which is now online as a service at www.springbokradio.com. And my special guest today is Neil Hendrickse. But first, before we get back to Neil, here's Colin Newell with some important information.
Hi, my name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXR.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXR.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXR, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXR.ca, a world band radio website.
When you break down your audience, You said that you also have a lot of listeners from overseas that are tuning in. Are they mainly from North America and Europe, or are you also having some listeners, let's say, from the Asia Pacific and Australia writing in?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. If you're talking about my show specifically, Finally Friday, I would say probably about 40% of my listeners are in Cape Town or Cape Town and surrounds in the Western Cape, put it that way. Of the rest of them, there's a lot in the UK. There's quite a few in the States as well as Canada. And I'll get the odd email from Switzerland or the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, Portugal. I got one the other day. Mm-hmm. From the Far East, certainly from Taiwan, I've had a couple. From Taichung, I think is the one.
Taichung, yeah.
Yeah, and Taipei as well. And of the United Arab Emirates in Africa, Israel, I've had a couple of mails from Israel. The Philippines, Malaysia, there's mail from all over the show. But mainly, I would say, from the UK, the mm-hmm. USA, and Canada.
Right. Let me ask you, what is the radio landscape like now in South Africa?
You mean on the terrestrial airwaves, the normal radio?
Yes, yes.
Well, you've got, that's basically just music shows, you know, where it's music all the time. And then those are the most popular ones. They tend to attract the biggest listenership figures. And then there's also talk radio stations, which have become quite a lot bigger over the last 5 to 10 years or so. But they still don't attract nearly as many listeners as do the music radio stations. But it's you know, it's pretty boring, you know, Keith. And this is why I think, you know, Springbok is such a good thing. It's the variety on offer on Springbok is fantastic, and you won't get that on any of the terrestrial radio stations here in South Africa. Very few stations worldwide, I think, will one get the type of variety which is on offer on Springbok.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, but I urge your listeners to tune into my show on this Friday. There's a great show lined up. And yeah, it's only half an hour, but it's really, really good music. And also to listen to the rest of the programs available on Springbok.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, actually, this is a bit of a first, because if you think about it, Springbok Radio went off the air in 1985. The original Happy Station went off the air in 1995. Happy Station is back, and Springbok Radio is back. How about that?
Fantastic, Keith. Great, right? And yeah, it's lovely to do the shows. I can hear, you know, having listened to your show, I can hear that you enjoy yourself very much while you're doing the show. And it's the same with me, you know. The documentary I did, that was a lot more serious, because being a news broadcast of the year's events, you know, you're talking a lot about death and plane crashes and earthquakes and all types of things like that.
That sounds
very
cheerful.
Shows, yeah, all those, you know, daily things. But the music show is far more interesting. It's one is far more laid back and relaxed. It's, you know, as I say here in Cape Town, it's just lacquer, man.
And Neil, what is the website again? One last time.
The website is www.springbokradio.com. Mm-hmm.
Once again, the website for Springbok Radio is www.springbokradio.com. And the show that Neil does is called Finally Fridays. Check the website out to find out the times of the program and let him know that you heard about it from the Happy Station. Now, for the years that this radio station was around, they didn't just do a wide variety of amazing programming, but they also had a chance to interview a number of international celebrities who were passing through South Africa. One of those was American country western singer Jim Reeves. Here's the interview that he did in the early 60s.
Jim Reeves, welcoming you back to South Africa is like saying hello again to an old friend.
Thank you, Neville, very much. It's so wonderful to be back, and even though it's quite early, as a matter of fact, I see the sun just peeping up. We have quite a crowd here, and the press and radio are well represented, and I'm very happy to be back.
I'm wondering if you know just how popular you are in South Africa.
Well, I did know, Neville. I hope I'm still as popular as last trip. We had such a wonderful reception on our last visit to South Africa.
You're particularly popular amongst the Afrikaans-speaking section of our community. I think perhaps, Jim, that is because you have sung so many songs in Afrikaans now, and I'm sure they admire your efforts in that direction.
Well, I hope so, Neville. I don't have a thorough understanding of the language, but I've tried phonetically to do the records so that they would recognize at least what I'm trying to say. I hope they're not in the comedy category.
To give you an example of what I mean, take, for example, our young recording engineer. Come on, Willem, come up and meet Jim Reeves. This is Willem Nell, Jim. Now, he was on duty on Springbok Radio until 2 o'clock this morning. Nevertheless, he insisted upon getting up at 4 a.m. to come out specifically to meet you to help me with the recording.
How kind it. Willem, it's nice to have you with us, too, this morning, and I can tell you didn't sleep much last night. You look like I feel this morning.
Jim, what have you been doing with yourself since your last visit to our country?
Well, Neville, we've been doing an awful lot of touring. We've been almost all over the U.S. since we were here last. We've been in Florida and did a short visit to Canada, some one-nighters there. And we've done an awful lot of recording.
Where do you do most of your recording? Nashville, Tennessee, I presume.
All of it, yes. All of our records are made in Nashville at the studio there. We've done that for years and years, and I've become quite accustomed to the studio there, so I don't have a hankering to change to go to New York or Hollywood. I feel more at home in Nashville.
They do tell me that Nashville is the unofficial world capital of country and Western music. Is that correct?
It certainly is. We have the musicians and the mechanical setup and all of the wonderful, wonderful musicians who are so compatible with our facet of music there, and we have no trouble at all making our records, and that saves time, therefore saves money, and we're all happy to do it there.
Is that also your home, Jim?
Yes, it is. I live in Madison, Tennessee, which is just on the outskirts of Nashville, in the rolling hills of Tennessee. A very beautiful place.
Yes, I was going to say, we'd like to know a little bit about your part of the world. You come over here to South Africa to see ours, but, well, it's nice when you can tell us a little bit about where you come from, too. It's very pretty there, is it?
Well, it's very beautiful, Neville, in the spring and summer, but in the winter, the weather's very severe. We've had 21 snows this winter, and the vegetation, of course, is all dead, and it looks very bleak, and we have a lot of rainfall in the springtime. It's just beginning now, our spring. A lot of rainfall. And then in April, the 1st of April, the rainfall leaves and everything turns green and beautiful. And that lasts until about the last of August. And then the snows start again.
Getting back to Nashville, Tennessee, reminds me to ask you, how are our old friends Chet Atkins and Floyd Kramer getting along these days?
Well, I'll tell you, Neville, they asked me to say hello to everyone in South Africa. I saw Chet the day we left. He was out to see us off. And Floyd Kramer, I saw the night before on a recording session. And he asked me to extend greetings to everyone in South Africa and to reiterate his thanks for being so nice to both of them. And they also asked us to do some of their tunes while we're here, so that you people wouldn't forget them completely.
We certainly won't forget them. Jim, when you record Afrikaans tunes back in the United States, how do you get on for pronunciation guide?
Neville, I've studied the language quite a lot the past few months. That is, tape recordings and the language as it's written. And I've tried to book pronunciation. Sometimes I don't know what I'm saying when I say the words, but I try to say them as an Afrikaner would say them. And I know some of them I miss because I saw a lot of people laughing at me and my pronunciations the last time. But thank goodness I get close enough that they at least recognize what I'm trying to say.
It's a very, very admirable effort that you put up. And how are the South African tunes selling in the United States? Do people catch on to them over there?
They love them. We've had a lot of calls for the album that we have just plan to release, and there's been a little publicity on it in America. It's called Jim Reeves International, and I've done 4 Afrikaans tunes in the album, and the people are beginning to ask for them even before they are released. People seem to love the tunes. They really like them, and although they don't understand the language, they want the recordings.
And Jim, this time you're out in South Africa to see a little more of our country, to visit some more of our towns and cities, but also, I believe, to make a film. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I don't know too much about the film, Neville. I haven't seen the script as yet, but we have 4 weeks, I understand, to do a film that ordinarily would take 3 or 4 months to complete. But our time will be very limited while we're here. We'll be filming, and we won't get a chance to run around too much.
Do I understand that the film is something about the early diamond-digging days in South Africa?
That's what I've been told. The 1910 to 1915 era when gold and diamonds were discovered in South Africa. And we anticipate a lot of fun, and I hope a good film.
And a musical, of course, with some songs in it.
Yes, we'll be doing 10 or 12 tunes in
the Blue Boys will be with you in the film, because they're here this morning, I think.
They're with me every place.
Wherever you go, Jim, I can only say this, that if South African hospitality is going to make your 4 weeks in this country happier, well, you're in for a wonderful time.
Thank you, Neville. It's nice of you to get up, you and Willem, and come out here so early to greet us at the airport. And I'd like to thank you very much. And if you get a chance, please come and visit with us while we're here again.
That's a very nice invitation, which we'll take up.
Ja ek verlang na jou, my liefling, en ek droe hem van jou so bloe. Ja ek dank net aan jou, my liefling, en my hart is a mantel van roof. To jy me verlaat, is my wereld verskeer. Die son het op a skeen, aan die maan het verkeer. Ja, kom, no troef na me, me lief lang. Ek verleng na my lief lang vanand. To jy my verlaat, is my wereld verskeer. Die son het op a skeen, aan die maan het verkleer. Ja, kom, no troef na me, me lief lang. Ek verlang na me lief lang vanand.
American country western singer Jim Reeves with Ek Verlang Na Jou, here on the Happy Station, with a clip before that of an interview that he gave in South Africa in the early 1960s. And that was Happy Station's tribute to Springbok Radio. Do check them out online, www.springbokradio.com. That's www.springbok, SpringbokRadio.com. And on the website, you can hear the new programs that they do. There's a whole schedule there, as well as one of the links is for archive programs. And it is absolutely fascinating. Just a wonderful, wonderful place to go. And when I was going through the website, I think I spent about 2 hours there checking out every single thing. Anyway, with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the Happy Station Show. But before we go, we still have a few moments. And my dogs now have just woken up for some very odd reason. One of them is standing right next to me. Come on, schoolboy, you go down. Go, 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 go. Don't bother me. Okay. If you want to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear from you. First, let me give out our snail mail address so you can write us with a letter and get a QSL card. Oh, by the way, I should mention that the QSL cards I'll also send out for emails as well. But for those who want to write snail mail, the snail mail address is The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, San Min Road, Ban Chiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. I know I said that very fast, so I will say it a little slower. Happy Station Show, 8th floor, that's 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, Section 1, San Min Road, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, San Min Road, Banqiao, B-A-N, like Norman, C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, and the postal code is 22070. The email, if you'd like to email me and also have me send the address to you by email, is very simple. PCJ, standing for Peace, Cheer, and Joy, as Eddie Storitz coined many, 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 many years ago. So it's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And a number of people actually have been signing up to the Facebook page. And the Facebook page is interesting because, first of all, you can chat with other Happy Station listeners, kind of like a pen pal thing, but, you know, using the internet. There are some photographs, some old photographs of the early days of Happy Station and Radio Netherlands, as well as photographs of some of the listeners, as well as announcements for upcoming special programs like... we're going to be doing a special Happy Station show that will be called Happy Station Classics. And we're also going to be doing a show live in Tokyo, Japan, at the studios of NHK. And also some upcoming guests like Steve Lawrence and Bob McGrath and others. So do check it out. So if you are signed up to Facebook, just go to the search section and enter the Happy Station show. Click on that. And then the page will come up and then join the group. And that's all you have to do. And come and join the fun. And it's also a spot, by the way, where if there's a program that you would like to hear again, or maybe a week that you missed, all the files are there. So you can play them at the convenience of your computer. And if you want more information about the show, you can also check out the WRMI website, www.wrmi.net, which is our relay in the United States of America in Miami. And just click on Happy Station when you're there, and you'll find all the information. And you can also listen to us online. And also, you can listen to the show online on Saturdays at 10 hours UTC. Via World FM in Tawa, Redwood, New Zealand. And the website for that is, for World FM, that is www.worldfm.co.nz, standing for New Zealand. Okay, that's it. That's all we have time for. So, wishing you well all the way here in very hot Taipei, Taiwan, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, and our new production assistant, Johan, this is Keith Perron wishing you well, hoping that you'll join us again very, very soon. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios, amigos, and sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC. This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.